Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Oh, you're already wild and blue. There's one, of course, from the great John Anderson. We saw John a few years ago, two or three years ago, at the Texas Country Reporter Festival there in Waxahachie, Texas. And that was a lot of fun. He did a great, great job and entertained the folks well and put on a wonderful show. Get a chance, be sure to catch John Anderson. I know you'll be thoroughly entertained if you get a chance to see him anytime in the future. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL with all of your requests and dedications.
Yes, I need to put in a song for Cindy.
Okay.
How much is that hound dog in the window?
I'll do it for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I believe we ought to sing, Homer.
Now?
Now. How much is that hound dog in the winder? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. How much is that hound dog in the winder? The one with the long mangy tail. I'll give you two bits for that hound dog. The one with the sad aching heart. For he looks so much like my girlfriend, I can't hardly tell them apart.
Is that?
That is a hot dog, Homer.
Oh, boy, you mustered that up, didn't you?
I must take a trip to Louisiana. Leave her and that hound dog alone. While I'm eating shrimp and jambalaya, they'll be home a gnawing a bone. I don't want a monkey or a baboon. A catfish could never meow.
That's cute.
How much is that hound dog in the winter? The basketball nose on its face. You know what a basketball nose is. It dribbles all over the place.
Homer and Jethro for you, and how much is that hound dog in the window? Good to hear from my friend Cody Meyer. Tonight he's listening to us down in Van Horn, Texas, and enjoying the program, he said. Asked me about to play this by the great Tom T. Hall, one of the finest songwriters and even singers in this business. I've always been a big Tom T. Hall fan. I only met him one time. My friend Sonny Davenport and I were in Nashville, and had an opportunity to meet the great Tom T. Hall, and I'll never forget it. Here's one called Homecoming.
I guess I should have written that to let you know that I was coming home. I've been gone so many years, I didn't realize you had a phone. I saw your cattle coming in, boy, they're looking mighty fat and slick. I saw Fred at the service station, told me that his wife was awful sick. You heard my record on the radio, oh well, it's just another song. But I've got a hit recorded, and it'll be out on the market for too long. I got this ring in Mexico, and no, it didn't cost me quite a bunch. When you're in the business that I'm in, the people call it putting up front. I know I've lost a little weight, and I guess I am looking kind of pale. If you didn't know me better, Dad, you'd think that I'd just gotten out of jail. No, we don't ever call them beer joints. Nightclubs are the places where I work. You meet a lot of people there, but no, there ain't no chance of getting hurt. I'm sorry that I couldn't be here with you all when Mama passed away. I was on the road, and when they came, told me it was just too late. I drove by and prayed to see her, boy, that really is a pretty stone. I'm glad that Fred and Jan are here, it's better than you being here alone. Well, I knew you was gonna ask me who the lady is that's sleeping in the car. That's just a girl who works for me, and man, she plays a pretty mean guitar. San Antonio last night, she didn't even have the time to dress. She drove me down from Nashville, and to tell the truth, I guess she needs the rest. Well, Dad, I gotta go. We gotta dance to work in Cartersville tonight. Let me take your number down, I'll call you, and I promise you I'll write. Now you be good, don't be chasing all those pretty women that you know. And by the way, if you see Barbara Walker, tell her that I said hello.
Tell Barbara Walker I said hello. Tom T. Hall here for you. Always makes me smile when I hear a Tom T. Hall song. Up next, here's one from Johnny Paycheck. This is especially for Mandy tonight. Here's one called The Old Violin.
One time in my life, I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I could lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Don't
I said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. And I looked in the mirror. That's when I knew.
That bear I was seeing, an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again.
And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
Hi, folks, this is Bobby Bear. When I'm around here, I always listen to KNEL 95.3 FM and Tracy Pitcox, the greatest. And I don't even have a radio.
My name's in the paper where I took the Boy Scouts to hide. My hands are all dirty from working on my little boy's bike. The preacher came by and I talked for a minute with him. Wife's in the kitchen and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn, and I know why she's there. I've been there before. But I made a promise that I wouldn't cheat. Try to ignore it, but I know she's in there, my friend. My mind's on a number, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. Next Sunday, it's my turn to speak to the young people's class. Expect answers to all of the questions they ask. What would they say if I spoke on a modern day sin? And all of the margins at all of the Lincoln Park Inn. Cigarettes and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn, and I know why she's there.
All the great Bobby Bear for you from the Country Music Hall of Fame, and Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. We were discussing, Megan McCoy was in town this week from Sacramento, California. And we had dinner with her, I guess, I forget what night it was, Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday night. And we were talking about great songs in this business, and she was talking about that particular song and about it being just a quintessential country music song, and she's very, that's very true from the great Bobby Bear. We'll play that for Megan tonight, and Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. Farewell party, we'll do it for you.
Thanks. Thank you. loving you.
The second annual Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest, August the 17th through the 20th at the Ed Davenport Civic Center in Brady, featuring music from Dale Watson and the Lone Stars, the Rocky King Band, the Kennistons, Landon Dodd and the Dancehall Drifters, Jody Nix and the Texas Cowboys, the Justin Trevino Band and Jeff Woolsey, and the Dancehall Kings. Tickets are now on sale at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com for the second annual Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest. K&EL, can I help you tonight?
Hey, Casey, how you doing today? When are you doing your question?
Sure, I'll be doing. What can I do for you?
I want to hear Corpus Christi Bay.
Corpus Christi Bay by Johnny Rodriguez. I'll do it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Corpus Christi Bay. I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life, it is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall and had a tab in every bar. Good home, but his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. We went out to the pier and got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. Drinking, then he ordered me.
River.
All right, we'll do them for you.
Thanks.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. Before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. Guy's got a hell of a nerve telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer, screaming, "Sing Shove It!" You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Whiskey River, bathing my memoried mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flow from my mind, and warm my empty heart she left so cold.
What kind of deal is this? I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light having to wait. This old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, you know, the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'd tell me who he is. As we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, 'cause me and him and Liz was all three holding hands, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It's going too far, 'cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I know it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed I was out on a limb, 'cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I says, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She says, well, I don't know him. I thought it was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing in here then? What kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I says, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He said, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drove back my fist and hit him in the face, and he broke loose and outrun a snake. Now here I stand just looking at Liz and both of us wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? If you find out, I wish you'd let me know, 'cause boy, I ain't never been so fouled up in all my life, and this'll go down in history, I guess, of being an awful night. Oh, I'm telling you.
I need to request a song for Cindy and Santos.
Okay.
The party's over.
The party's over. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. The night, the party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. I never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Well, look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery. 'Cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Just call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Love and I didn't keep it, wasn't trying. Life for me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times, had to have my party wine. Then one night she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow start the same old thing again. And tomorrow start the same old thing again.
because I ask a friend about him. Just because I spoke his name somewhere. Just because I rang his number by mistake today. He thinks I still care.
There's Grand Ole Opry star Rhonda Vincent off of her latest CD and a little Porter Wagoner classic that she brought back again and did a great job. Kind of bluegrassed it up a little bit, but I love her version of that great old song. Had a request to do anything tonight by Earl Thomas Conley. I'm always happy to play an Earl Thomas Conley song. Going out to Jerry tonight.
It's the third hardest thing I'll ever do. And even here without you. And the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you.
Country in the heart of Texas, 95.3 KNEL.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.